whole thing. Sisan Shona next. He's the CEO of, I was going to say Cape Town Tourism, but no, he's the CEO of SA Tourism. And I know you've got to go to meetings and stuff, Sisa, so thanks for making time available. 200 million rand is what the tourism sector received to assist in this time of crisis. So Sisa, thank you again. If we can maybe just take a high-level look at how the industry has been knocked up until this particular point.
Good morning, Kino. Yeah, it is very, very stark, if I can put it that way. The tourism sector is probably the sector that's going to be hit hardest the most. It is the first one that is literally in the front line. When things start to turn, it is the one that's actually feeling the pain. You know, you can understand when airlines cancel, hotel rooms become open, and. That said, however, it is also will probably be the first sector that is able to recover, you know, should things turn quite quickly. Because, you know, tourism is a perishable product. You can't stockpile it, you know, and what you don't use today is essentially gone.
I mean, I've learned, we've had this discussion about a week and a half ago, but, you know, I know of convention centers have taken a 95% knock in turnover. And if they are private companies, standing up is going to be a lot more difficult than being supported by balance sheets that are having a group behind you, if you know what I mean. So talk to me about this 200 million. What is it going to do? What should it be doing, essentially?
Okay. So first of all, effective from Friday, it is no longer going to be 90%. It's going to be 100%. The tourism sector is not classified as an essential sector in itself. Mm. So therefore, it effectively shuts down. It means all of the employees, everyone working in the sector, has to go home. And I must state out there, this is it's an imperfect situation, and there are no perfect solutions. First and foremost, you know, in the country's mind is the preservation of life, you know, beyond, above anything else.
Yes.
That is the key one. Then, you know, you start to look at the consequences of the back end of it. I mean, I'm inundated with calls from people asking me details, and I appreciate absolutely where it comes from, but we are plugging in as we go along, you know. Mm. Today, there'll be further announcements, you know, in terms of what other measures are going to be put in place. Yesterday, we saw the minister pronounce on restaurants, including takeaways, you know, and that in itself has an impact there. Now, with understanding that the country is in a recession, there is turmoil, not just in South Africa, but globally, what can be done to almost hold the sector together? Dealing with the timeline that you have no clue how long it's going to be. You know, is it 3 months, 6 months, 9 months a year? Mm. We have no clue. And the government has announced various measures, right from the UIF to the small business side. Within the tourism side, the national department under the minister has put aside 200 million that is really targeted ultimately at the employees of the sector to make sure that at least as they are sitting at home, literally, because most of them are actually on either temporary employment or get paid on, you know, active duty. Now, when you tell them to stay at home, where are they going to get the income from? And it's then saying, how then do we reach out to companies and businesses that are in tourism to work through them to their employees, if that makes sense?
Yes. Well, for example, as a convention center, you're closing down. Now, what are your choices? You can't keep staff there. They're not going to be doing any work. I know one convention center will be sending staff home and trying to organize food packages for them. So I would imagine that this 200 million goes towards helping those staff. They can still remain employed in a sense, i.e. they'll be looked after in part while they're at home to help tide the time. Is that correct?
That is essentially that, because you're understanding the ripple effect. As I said, an imperfect situation with no perfect solutions, but it's understanding that, A, we've got to curtail the spread of this virus. Because if we don't prioritize that, the consequences of that are much, much dire than at the moment. So I know we're all feeling pain, but it's one of those situations where I'm asking everyone to dig deep, sacrifice now so that we can have longevity into the future there. And again, you know, it is supporting, you know, the most vulnerable to say to them in some form or manner to compensate for the lack of income, as it were, in a country on a fiscal that doesn't have money to begin with. You know, so you can understand where budgets had to be moved around, things had to be left off, and prioritize employees.
And what about, see, so this is, albeit a pretty daunting stage for us to go through, and those 21 days might even be longer if the curve isn't flattened. What is tourism doing? I mean, you made a suggestion the last time you were on the show, saying, listen, we should re-look at business models, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but we should also innovate, right? Can't be business as usual. What about getting people who are, whether they're running management consultancies, et cetera, to come and sit down with SA Tourism and say, hey, let's start innovating. You're not going to charge us. We don't have money right now. We're all struggling, but we'll work together to try and reimagine a future. Is there any of that going to be taking place?
Absolutely. I invite that. I think many people that know me, I'm usually someone who likes disruption and looking at different things and new ways of doing things. Because I really have a very strong hypothesis that we're going to come out of this crisis looking very differently, you know, in terms of how tourism is consumed globally is going to change.
Yes.
I need to make sure that our sector is ready and fit for purpose when that happens. And we're going to be using these 21 days to actually look quite deep into the sector structurally, look at our operating model, look at efficiencies, and look at automation as far as we can, so that, again, we're at the front of the gate when things do turn around.
Well, I think it obviously starts with your repurposing what you do. I mean, if your purpose at the moment is to be internationally focused, to bring in the dollars and the pounds, there needs to be a change in purpose, or maybe alter it slightly to be a little bit more inward focused in a country, the type of value you're going to add, and then the organizational structure around that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to talk about change in purpose, right? 2 weeks ago, my purpose was to get as many people traveling within the country and coming into the country. My purpose right now is for people to stay at home. So that's how it's going to change. Absolutely. I'm literally, you know, and goes against every grain that I have to say, don't go anywhere. Now, that said, if you look at most tourism economies around the world, they are built on a very strong and robust domestic sector and overlaid by international one. South Africa is the other way around. And we have the opportunity now to say, in our recovery plan, the sector or the area that's going to help us to turn around is domestic. Absolutely. No one will travel to a country if the locals are not traveling to their sites in the first place.
Exactly.
So again, how do you get the domestic up and running in a country that's in a recession as well? So it's going to be quite interesting and challenging to put all those pieces together.
Now, Cesar, we've got to wrap, but quickly, how do people access the 200 million? Or will that be made available at a later stage?
If you go to our website, www.southafrica.net, there's a section there that deals with COVID virus, and we have a FAQ section because we're getting a lot of questions from industry. In there, there's a section around business relief, and we've included not only the 200 million, but also from the small business side and other agencies of government that are supporting.
So I've got that full link. You did WhatsApp it to me. We'll put it on our platform. Cesar Ntshona, CEO of SA Tourism, thank you very much. That's one of the